Online Podcast 255. Hello everyone, Merry Christmas, ladies and gentle hosts. Okay, we've got a little bit of music for the Christmas show. I thought I was going to not do a show because I'm a bit lazy. But I do it anyway because I like you. And of course you're listening to one of my favorite Christmas sounding song by the group called Three Blind Mice, and their website is Cats Away. Cats. I was going to say cast, but it's Cats Away. CATSAWAY.com. I hope that's how they pronounce it. And some of you may remember I posted a video last year of Bruce and I decorating the tree, as well as maybe it was the year before, but anyway, I used this music before. Anyway, I'm gonna let the music play, and I just thought I'll share some of my Christmas cheers with you, as well as some other thoughts of mine about Christmas and people in general. This is a good sample of how my live show would be. Every once in a while, I do a live show, and you can sign up when my website is not so broken. You can probably, it's not my fault that I discovered from the tech support that it's actually not my fault. It's actually one of the server's issues that they're working on, and the traffic sometimes, I mean, it's the page loads very slowly. So I thought it was my fault at first, and I have a few people check for me at the tech support, as well as a friend of mine, and doesn't look like anything is wrong with on my end. So anyway, welcome to Online on the Christmas Day. I posted this on Christmas Day because I was going to not do a show on Monday, and I just happened to have a bit of spare time, and I thought I'd do a short one for you. And I'll be playing some music here and there, and talk about things in general. And of course, I actually thought about this show for a long time. Things change a little from when I was planning this show to what happened last week. I won't go into too much detail, but pretty much what got me into thinking or doing my Christmas show is that I find that sometimes, you know, with all this cheery songs going on and people focusing too much on material stuff, we tend to forget what Christmas is really all about. And I know it's kind of cheesy when you talk about that, you know, what Christmas is all about. Yes, it's but it is Christmas, isn't it? Whether or not you celebrate it, it is still December the 25th as the show is posted. And it happens to be show 225. What's the correlation, the 2 and the 25? Anyway, I just thought of that when I announced the show number. But there's one thing that I want to let you know about my observation about Christmas is that... It reminds me to think of it as the time for people. It's time for a human being. It's time for people, how people are interacting with one another and all that fun stuff. But the recurring theme over the last 2 weeks seems to be friendship. And no matter who you interact with, I guess friendship is just a simple, well, It's a more specific term, but I guess friendship could also be loosely translated as relationship. And so that was what caught my attention last week. And I was listening to Harrow from Japan a few weeks ago. And that brought back a very, very deep feeling that I sort of tucked away, put away for the last 6 months, and it just came back pouring down on me. Mind you, it didn't last that long. It only took about less than 24 hours for me to get over it, but it still was a very fresh... turn on the music, I'm becoming Archer. It sort of becomes a recurring theme. Okay, here it is. The episode that I was talking about on Rich Path's show was about how he lost a friend. And that experience, not exactly the same, very much reminded me of my own back in June, July of 2007. Now, something really special happened and also something really awful happened. And because of how things change, there was a little bit of a fallout from a very good friend of mine. And I did not blame him. I don't think he blames himself for that too, because it's just something that he has to cope. But anyway, but regardless, our friendship sort of suffered because of that, because for the last 6 months, you know, barely exchanged a few sentences. And so things changed, and it really bothered me in the very beginning, and then I sort of got through it, and then when I listened to that episode again, everything came back, and so it sort of stuck in my head, and I thought about doing something, a show about it, maybe to find myself a closure, or try to move along. And miraculously, we got back in touch just a few days ago, last week. And things are looking good. I do not lie that I have to now be slightly more cautious. And because it really hurts, you know, being, you know, rejected by a very close friend, or so I thought, or in fact for anybody. In fact, I was listening to Madge, and if you listen to East Radio, you would know that theme also came up once, not once, a few times, about how, you know, just struggling to stay in touch with friends and really find good friends, true friends around you. And time again, that keep coming back into my head. And I thought, you know, maybe this Christmas that's what I'll talk about. I will talk about friendship. And there's another piece to that. What is it? I think I was listening to Nick Thomas. And of course, that came up, you know, a few times about that special relationship he has with Jeremy, and how Jeremy is struggling in, maybe in rehab. I'm not sure. Maybe in the psychiatric ward or something. I'm not sure. But he's in the hospital getting help, at least. He was having like I don't want to say nervous breakdown, but whatever. There's some mental issues. And so that was sort of all put together and gave me this idea about talking about this. And when we're happy, when we're out there enjoying our Christmas, we tend to forget about those who truly just appreciate a little hug, a little smile, a little sharing of your love and your attention. And even though we have to be thankful for those who are around us and we're happy and we're enjoying, maybe it's also a time for you to just open up slightly for those who may be in need of just a simple smile or a simple hello or just a tiny gesture that you care. I think what we're losing in this country and in this world is humanity. And I think I would share that same idea with Madge. I think Madge talks about that all the time, and I completely agree, is that people lose compassion because humanity is dwindling. You know, you don't have humanity, not so much anymore. So I hope that, yeah, it's kind of preachy, but, you know, it's Christmas. What do you expect? But I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful for those who are a part of this show, you, the listener. And even though it's a very tiny, small little show, it is a pretty darn strong group and loyal group of listeners. So I'm very thankful for that. I'm very, very thankful for the friends I've made through the show. Many of you, hard to name, but if you're listening, you know who you are. And fellow podcasters, I also want to say that I will be actually going to the New York PodCamp next year in 2008, February the 29th and March 1st, which is just Friday and Saturday. You know, it sounds longer than that, but because it's February 29th and March 1st. And so just to let you know, the songs that you are listening in the background faintly is now Christmas Means Love. Also, another PodSafe Christmas song. You can find out. I guess I'll put the link on the website. And Jeffrey Smith, My Own Merry Christmas earlier. And then we'll end with If Christmas Was Make-Believe, another song by Jeff Smith. But before that, while this song is playing, I'm going to play a voicemail for you from a listener of mine. Take a listen to this.
Hi John, Merry Christmas. I'm Susan, I'm calling from Australia.
She's from Australia.
Yes, as usual, I'll call you once a year. Just want to wish you Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yes,
thank
I'm still
you
around. Still have a long way to catch up with all the podcasts. Life has been good, but busy, and yeah, I have to work today. How exciting.
Whoops, sorry. I messed it up. I'm playing directly from my...
For both the Christmas and Boxing Day. Yeah, but...
she has to work both days.
And Merry Christmas.
Merry
Bye.
Christmas, Yuxian. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for the message. You know, friends that I make all around the world, it's really sweet and awesome. And, yeah. So... what was I going to say? I'm distracted by email. Oh yeah, and I'm thankful for my loved ones. It sounds like a Thanksgiving show, but you know, that's a time for you to rethink about connections and love and people around you. And also people who are not so fortunate also. And here's the thing. When I was reminded and humbled by the experience of my sort of fall off the friendship, so I thought at that time that everything is good now, that pain and that sadness just took over. And there are many of you out there, maybe not many, some of you. Maybe there's some of you out there who are experiencing that just around the Christmas time. And you know, this holiday season, sometimes that, yeah, it's wonderful if you're dandy and all happy, but what if you're short on cash? What if you lost a loved one? So I just want to let you know that you're not alone. I feel the sadness around this time of year as well. I try to be happy, try to smile. Sometimes it doesn't work. But I wish that you have a very Merry Christmas if you can. If not, I'm here. I'm quiet now. I'm here, and the sadness that you may be feeling and the loneliness that you may be feeling, you are not alone. But I hope you will get out of it and not dwell in it, because we all are human and we feel that sadness and we feel that loneliness sometimes. Come on, let's keep the spirit alive. Can't we just... It's nice to hear about all the positive stuff, but sometimes admitting to the negative is sometimes kind of empowering too. Well, I just hit my microphone with my glasses. Anyway, for those of you who are not feeling the cheers, I hope this little tiny little podcast will maybe pick up a bit of your spirit, perhaps. Or at least you know that the dandy old John Ong is still here, chatting up a storm in your ears. So until next year, or next week, this is John Ong wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you're not quite feeling merry, hang in there. I'm here. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful winter, wonderful holiday season, and I'll chat with you maybe in 2008. Don't forget to smile, all of you. And goodbye.